Country Hour on ABC Radio Victoria.
Dairy farmers, if you're listening, I hope you are, don't throw away that silage wrap just yet, because what might seem like rubbish can be turned into something that's also useful on the farm, fence posts. A company in Albury has been making products like garden beds and fence posts from recycled soft plastics like silage wrap for the past 14 years. And now they're trying to figure out a way to be able to go around and collect it from farms to save you the drive to Albury Wodonga. Annie Brown bailed up David Hodge, Managing Director of Plastic Forest in North Albury.
So it goes into really all the products, but we have one product in particular we're very proud of, and we've got a garden bed kit, and it's a light greying colour. It's 5 mils thick. It's a small circle from 2 foot to probably 6 foot in the old language, and it's got about 100 years of UV stabiliser in its natural form, and that's made from 100% silage film, and it's, you know, very popular with people because it looks great and very engaging for growing your own vegetables at home.
And you also make fence posts as well, which must be interesting to see the silage film go back onto the farm eventually.
Yeah, we've got this wonderful story of Harry from Jindera that when we first moved into Albury in 2017, he heard about us. He saved up his silage film, brought it in all the time, and he said, as soon as you make a product that I can buy for my farm, I'll buy it. And so we've got this wonderful farm fence now. Harry came in, bought it. It's the Plus Post, which is an inline post that we have. It's approximately 110 mil by 110 mil, and that's used instead of concrete or steel or timber. And then we also make a square picket instead of a star picket, and that's made with 100% recycled plastic. So, and then we also make droppers. So Harry's got a whole fence of basically every type of fence product that we make, and he's super proud of it. And not only that, it's fully electrifiable, and it's never going to rot, it's never going to rust, he's never going to have to look for a short circuit. And that's one of the things. Look, plastic does cost a little bit more than the timber post, that's for sure. But if it's in acidic soil, if it's in alkaline soil, it's not going to eat into the galvanised, or, you know, timber tends to just break down after a period of time with the UV. So we put a lot of UV stabiliser. We'd really like to see these in, you know, 30, 50 years' time still being there.
So if a farmer comes to you with a bunch of silage film, is it just voluntary, like, to offer up your silage film as recyclage, or do you get paid, or how does it work?
Okay, the economics is that it's got a negative value to the farmer. It's just like any business with a waste. You know, you're paying the waste company to come and pick up your waste and take it to landfill. We take it. I don't want it burned or buried. In fact, we're working with Dairy Australia, trying to implement, and it's progressing, and it's maybe probably 18 months, 2 years away now, but a massive stewardship program that is going to work for this particular plastic. There's around 8,000 tonnes a year used in Australia, and I think we're about the last ones left taking it. So if this stewardship program comes in, and which it will, I hope, and it all gets deployed and others will come along like Plastic Forest, you know, that'd be great and wonderful, and they'll be able to use that silage film and take, you know, to be able to process it from the farmers into useful products.
Yeah, because that's right, like there's a lot of used silage film out there that you could use, but to drive it and drop it off in North Albury is probably not super convenient for farmers, say in Gippsland or in the Wimmera or something like that.
We have so many disappointed people that are sitting up in Queensland and Gippsland and Western Victoria that would love to use our services, but there just isn't the infrastructure in place. And so this is what the stewardship program, with the help of the federal government, they've done a great job in funding this scheme, to be able, this pilot project, to how do we set it up, that there's schemes that are working in Canada and Scotland, Ireland, New Zealand has a wonderful scheme. In New Zealand, they collect 6,000 tonnes a year of silage film. So if they can do it, we can do it. We've got more logistical challenges, and that's probably one of the things that is the key point of making the program work. Just the geography of Australia, you've got, you know, the size of China or the size of the USA, and you've got, you know, 25 million people running around. So you don't have this, you know, this massive density. And then you've got particular geographical areas where, you know, there's not too much dairy, say, for example, in Northern Territory. There's a lot of dairy around Victoria, a lot of dairy, probably within, say, 600 kilometres of Albury is probably 80% of all the silage film used. So we're in a good position to be able to service the farmers once the scheme gets up and running.
That was David Hodge, Managing Director of Plastic Forest, speaking with Annie Brown. And someone has texted in on those plastic farm posts asking how they respond